Officials in Massachusetts are trying to spread the word about a program that can help women break away from an abusive relationship before it escalates to deadly violence. The Address Confidentiality Program allows people who have relocated because of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking to use a confidential address as their legal residence, reducing the risk that an abuser can track down their whereabouts.
It is a life-saving issue.
Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin, whose office administers the program, said it has served 1,500 Massachusetts residents since its inception about a decade ago.
And we provide the confidentiality of protecting where they are, making sure they get all their mail, their communications with, for instance, child support payments if they're due, the opportunity to seek new employment, all the things that one would take if one actually made a very significant move in your life.
Galvin said participation rates in the western Massachusetts counties have been lower in recent years, despite above-average rates of domestic violence-related homicides.
The main reason was people unaware of the program. I mean, the problem existed, but people didn't know there was a solution. Why it's better is we've done outreach.
In Hampden County, use of the program soared by 162% from a year ago after District Attorney Anthony Galluni had three members of his staff trained to certify eligibility.
You have to really demonstrate two things. One, that you've got a new address and that you and or your children are in some sort of danger.
Galluni said his office is currently prosecuting 7 domestic violence-related murders, 30% of the pending homicide cases.
This domestic violence cycle is vicious, and those victims and survivors find themselves in this cycle until they can interrupt it. And the Address Confidentiality Program is a great tool in interrupting that cycle, and interrupting that cycle at a time before a serious act of violence and, God forbid, before a homicide.
Elizabeth Deneen, executive director of the YWCA of Western Massachusetts, which operates a shelter for domestic violence victims, said greater cooperation between advocacy organizations and the DA's office has helped promote the address protection program.
One of the fears that is continually expressed by the women who come to the YWCA is that they can never get away from the person that is their abuser. So this enables survivors to start over.
Galvin said he's lobbied for money in the state budget to help domestic violence victims with relocation expenses.
We've had people who come to us who have been in the program, who are now out of the program, who see this as a sea change in their life. They've been able to make a new beginning for themselves and for their children. They've moved on in life. They've put the past behind them. That's the real success of the program.
People who want to apply for the Address Confidentiality Program can call 1-866-SAFE-ADD. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.